Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whichever part of the world you're joining us from. We are on month 7 of the Inner Circle. Can you believe it, ladies? I'm so excited for this wonderful topic and to present to you this wonderful topic that I have chosen to talk about in today's anchoring workshop, because I believe it is so fundamental to our success in our relationships and our overall well-being and happiness in our daily lives. So I'm sure you've seen the title above. We are talking about boundaries and the importance of boundaries and how to shift our energetic relationship with boundaries, because believe it or not, a lot of us have a really low, heavy, negative association with boundaries. And my job today and my intention today is to help you shift into a lighter, more powerful, more positive, energetic relationship with your boundaries. So welcome everyone who's joining live, or if you're watching the replay, make sure to say hi and leave a comment, and let's make this as interactive as possible. Also, at the end of today's call or workshop, we are going to be doing a live group meditation. So you want to stay right till the end if you want to feel the full power of this workshop. So let's dive right in. Our boundaries in dating and committed relationships. Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome. So no matter what relationship course you have taken or books you have read or trainings you've done, you will notice that this is a topic that no one can escape talking about. And just like self-love, boundaries is one of those topics that will be covered in almost all courses and books, and we couldn't do without it in our course as well, because it's so fundamental to our overall happiness and sense of confidence in life. And all of us, almost all of us, depending on or irrespective of which stage in our dating or relationship or love lives we are, we all at some level struggle with boundaries, recognizing them and imposing them. So if you struggle with boundaries, or you feel that you are not very good at implementing boundaries, just type one or yes in the comments below, because I want to hear from you. All right, so as I said, today's workshop is planned around increasing your awareness around what boundaries are, and of course shifting your energetic relationship with them. Because when we have a bad energetic relationship with boundaries, every time it's time to implement our boundaries, we feel bad, we feel scared, we feel terrified, instead of feeling excited and positive about implementing our boundaries. So my intention today is not just to give you definitions, but also to help you shift that energetic block that you have with boundaries and how you can get into a more confident and powerful space when it comes to implementing your boundaries. Okay, great to hear from Katie and Paula that they do have a bit of a struggle in implementing their boundaries. And ladies, that is completely normal. Over the course of today's workshop, I will also be giving you examples on where I struggle, because I think it's perfectly human, irrespective of which level you are at. At every level, it's about honoring our boundaries and implementing our boundaries. So you can keep progressing on this journey, and every time you up level, you will have a new challenge when it comes to implementing your boundaries. So it's perfectly normal. It doesn't mean that you have not progressed, or it doesn't mean that you are not doing well in this journey. Okay, so I just want to normalize this for you. If you do struggle with implementing boundaries or recognizing boundaries, it's part of the journey, it's part of the process, and everyone has to face it. So let's look at what are boundaries. A simple working definition: they are limits that you can set on how someone else will behave with you and talk with you, and what kind of actions they can do towards you. So it's a limit that you can set. Boundaries are a limit that you can set on what you will accept or not accept when it comes to others' behaviors, words, and actions towards you. I will repeat, boundary is a limit you can set on what you will accept and not accept of another person's words, behaviors, and actions. So metaphorically, the image that comes to my mind and that helps me understand and implement my boundaries is the image of a healthy, safe, protective fence that is all around you, that is all around you, and defines where you finish and where the other person starts. Okay? A healthy protective fence all around you that defines where you finish, what your needs, what your desires, etc., etc. are, and where the other person starts, which is his needs or his desires. Okay? So boundaries are that healthy fence that help us have a definition of who we are and stay connected with our needs, our desires, versus falling into the trap of not having a fence and then getting all our needs and desires and feelings mixed up with the needs, desires, and feelings of the person we are interacting with. Now you can imagine this workshop is not going to help you just with men dating and your boyfriends and husbands, but it's also going to help you with all relationships of your life, because boundaries are needed in order to understand where we are ending, where our needs, desires, our rules are ending, and where someone else's needs, desires, and rules start. So you can imagine this healthy fence all around you, and you can imagine how important it is to have this healthy fence, and I'll just talk about it in a moment. Now, boundaries can be at various levels, but the two levels I want to talk about very quickly are the socially acceptable boundaries, okay, and personal boundaries. So what are socially acceptable boundaries? I want to make sure I'm giving you lots of examples today so you really understand what we're talking about. Socially acceptable boundaries are those boundaries that you don't need to constantly communicate. They are understood by everyone. So for example, a man you're dating can't and will not and should dare not grab your boob in public, okay? And you shouldn't have to talk about this, or you shouldn't have to impose this boundary. This is a socially acceptable boundary. Men know, or people know, that they can't just touch your body, or they can't just, you know, do those kind of behaviors towards you. So that's an example of a socially acceptable boundary. Another example of a socially acceptable boundary is where someone that you're with, whether it's your partner or a man you're dating, is not allowed to hit you or is not allowed to be verbally abusive towards you. Now, we're talking about healthy relationships here, but of course there are women in relationships where they are verbally and physically abused and they have to communicate that, or they lack the strength to communicate that or start to accept that as a acceptable norm. But that isn't the case. This is social wisdom. This is socially acceptable that you're not supposed to hit anyone, not just your wife or partner, but anyone. That is not your right, and that you cannot be verbally abusive to someone. So for most healthy people and most healthy men that you're interacting with, you don't have to communicate these things. These are socially understandable. They are socially acceptable. Or another example of a socially acceptable or understood boundary can be the fact that you don't scream at other people in public. So again, some women might have this situation where they have to tell their partner to not scream at them at a party just because he's had a temper fit or an anger fit. But for most healthy people, they understand these rules and they will rather go take their fight at home, or talk about their disagreements at home versus doing that in public and making a show and drama out of it. So these are all examples of socially acceptable boundaries. If it's making sense and you get this term, then say yes in the comments below, okay? Now I want to next talk about the level two boundaries, which are personal boundaries. And by personal, I mean really personal, which means that you get to decide and communicate what your personal boundaries are. Now, these are rules that you set for yourself. around what is acceptable for you and what is not acceptable for you. Now, let's take examples of personal boundaries. In dating, I don't wait for a man more than 10 minutes if he's late. I don't entertain any calls from men between 10 p.m. and 10 a.m. my time. That is my me time. I don't let any man enter my home before 3 dates. That's my personal boundary. I don't answer good morning and good night texts until date 3 at least, as it feels too buddy and too intimate. I don't do sex texting or engage in sex chats with men I am dating. I don't accept any man in my life who isn't giving me consistent communication and dates. So, as you can see, these are all examples based on your personal preferences and based on what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Very quickly, let's look at some examples from relationships. So, examples of boundaries in relationships include: we don't have friends of the opposite sex individually. So, any friend of the opposite sex is supposed to be a friend of both of us and not someone we follow a friendship with individually. Or the next example: I don't keep secrets and I don't like my man to keep secrets. Or the next example: lack of physical affection and sex is a no-go for me. I don't accept a romantic relationship where sex is missing or inconsistent. The next example: I don't like to be screamed at. Or the next example: I don't like to have joint money accounts, but I desire separate money accounts. Now, the reason why I'm giving you all these examples is to show you that these rules or limits or rules of interaction are very personal to you. They are very personal to you. And if you pick up any rule and analyze it with your head, you will see that you can argue both ways. I mean, let's look at, for example, Sammy says, I don't keep secrets with my man and I don't want my man to keep any secrets from me. Now, this is a personal boundary for me, but if you used your head to analyze it, then you could come up with many arguments against it. You could give examples of, yes, Sammy, but I don't think you're being very wise. I don't think your man needs to know all your secrets, and I don't think your man needs to know everything about you, and I don't think he needs to know everything about your past. Don't you think you're oversharing? Don't you think you are killing the mystery completely in your marriage? And all those are valid points, just that they are mental. And your boundaries or your personal rules are not decided by your brain or your mind, but they are decided by how something feels for you, okay? How something feels for you. So if you picked up any personal rule or boundary and used your mind to build a case for or against it, you will find arguments both ways. There are arguments for, you know, for example, let's take more examples that we have given here. There are arguments for, I don't let any man enter my home before 3 dates. Well, why not? In today's environment, if you don't want to spend a lot of money on dates and you are confident that you can have a platonic date and not sleep with the man the minute he enters your home and you trust yourself, then there is an argument for not being so uptight and not being so rule-based around your boundary, right? So all I'm trying to say here is that if you argue mentally for or against your personal boundaries, you are going to be a really confused woman. You're going to be a really confused person because you are using your head to decide, is this correct or not correct? However, personal boundaries, especially high value feminine boundaries, are not made by using our head, but they are made by truly connecting with our body and seeing whether or not something feels good. And if something doesn't feel good, then having the courage to honor that versus using our head to intellectualize whether this is right or wrong. So this is very important because a lot of the times you will see women going back and forth, should I pay, should I not pay, should I call him once or not call him once. You see, this is where women approach this work with their heads. And when they approach this work with their heads and their intellect, they're always going to be caught up in a battle of, is this right? Is this wrong? Yeah, maybe he should pay, but maybe, you know, it's so wrong because we live in a fair equality world and I think I should also be contributing. And I see your point, but here's my point. All of this is intellect, mind, masculine energy. And it's going to keep you doing ping pong back and forth between arguing for your case. Whereas a woman who's very clear-headed in how she dates and her energy is very anchored and very queen-like, it's not because this woman has argued back and forth and made up her mind about her boundaries, but she has deeply connected with what feels good to her. So she's going to ask herself, does it feel special and feel good if a man pays on a date? And if it doesn't feel good that I am paying on a date, then I will make this my personal boundary that I do not want to pay on dates because that's not where I feel good and that's not how I feel good. Now, it might work for some other people and that is okay. It doesn't work for me because I feel like a friend. I feel like I'm not special to this person and that is a minimum investment a man can make with me. And if it's all too expensive for him and he doesn't have enough money, then we can go on inexpensive dates. We can go for walks in the park, but I still do not want to pay because it doesn't feel good to me. So this is a very important message I want to give today when it comes to our curriculum on boundaries and feminine energy in general. That it's not your mind that decides your personal boundaries, it's your heart, your body, your feelings. And the capacity to honor that is how high value you can show up in your dating and your love life. Okay? So did everyone get this? If you got this, please say, yes, I got this and it makes sense. I really want to hear from you because this is so important. Every time you find your mind doing a backward, forward arguments for what should I do, what should I not do, it is not your mind, but your feelings that have to dictate what your personal boundaries are, okay? Let me know in the comments that this makes sense and you got this point, okay? So bottom line, if a joint account, money account doesn't feel good to you, you get to have your private account because that's what feels good to you, okay? Not logic. So many people have joint accounts and so many people are doing money sharing. I should also do it. It's equal. It's right. No, what is right is what feels good to you, okay? So let's also look at very quickly some examples of boundaries and at what different levels they exist. So personal boundaries, okay? We are done with the socially acceptable boundaries that we don't have to communicate. We're talking about personal boundaries that can really differ from person to person and that which we must communicate if we want them to be honored by the man in front of us. So the first one is value-based boundaries. These are all about understanding that maybe honesty is very important to you, no secrecy is important to you, transparency is important to you, kindness is important to you. So maybe no flirting with other women is important to you because even though intellectually you understand that men like to flirt and men like to look at other women, it feels really bad in your body. So this is a value that you carry where you say, okay, you know, when I'm around, I don't want to feel this way with you. Okay, so these are all examples of value-based boundaries. What are the values you stand for? And being very clear about the values that you stand for. So if you see a man or your date, you know, treating his dog poorly or not taking care of his pets, and that is an important value for you because you see that how someone treats their pets and how someone treats their dogs is very important to you because you feel like those helpless creatures, if they are not treated well by this man, then that is a fundamental value that is being broken for you. Okay, so just having clarity on your values and understanding which values are non-negotiable for you. Like honesty is so important. Women come and ask me, he lied about his age on his profile. Oh, he put really old pictures on his profile. Well, that is a boundary and that is being broken, right? And you have to honor it. You have to honor it. You have to stop debating in your head what were his reasons, and he said that he did it because women often don't reach out to him if he doesn't lie about his age. No, lies is lies, and this is a very fundamental boundary being broken. Okay, so getting clear on your value-based boundaries. The next level of personal boundaries are your behavioral boundaries. How someone is allowed to talk to you, not allowed to talk to you. Okay, So no speaking to me in a loud voice, that is not allowed, or no hitting, of course, that is abuse and verbal abuse, or no criticism of me. So many women are so used to being criticized in their childhood by their parents or their father or their teachers that they accept criticism of who they are without even questioning it. They take that to be the norm. But it doesn't have to be the norm. You don't have to be around someone who's constantly critical of you and constantly controlling your choices and making you feel like a bad person for having this boundary. So feel into it. If you don't want to be around someone who constantly criticizes you, you don't have to be. You just have to accept that that is your boundary and you don't like it to be this way, and just really honor that and accept that. Then, you know, another boundary example within behavioral boundaries is a man constantly telling you how you should dress or where you should go and at what point you must come back to your house. So these are all examples of a man controlling your choices, your personal choices, and you can make up your mind that you will not tolerate this, that you will speak back, that you will tell people that, hey, you know, I respect the fact that you care about me, but I don't want to be told what to wear and where to go and who to meet. This feels like control, right? So behavioral boundaries, becoming aware of what doesn't feel good when it comes from other people to you, and then just really honoring that and sticking with that and being able to implement that. Now, other boundaries in the personal realm are convenience boundaries. This is where you say, this and that time doesn't work for me. This and that day doesn't work for me. I don't like to drive so far. Can we meet somewhere midway? I don't want to drive to your town. I don't like to visit homes on a first date. Just really clear of what doesn't feel good to you or what doesn't feel convenient for you. And having the courage to say that and implement that. And of course, it needs clarity first. It needs you to know what doesn't work for you. So today's homework is going to be closely related with exactly what we're talking about here. And the next level of personal boundaries are physical boundaries. Who can touch me? How someone touches me? Makes love to me? How do I like to be made love to? A lot of the times women are in so much dilemma. The man is going really fast or is really aggressive and they are afraid of saying something, and we don't really honor what we are feeling in the moment, and we just feel like we have to go on with it because someone else is involved. That's not true. You get to decide on your terms how a man treats you. You get to decide on your terms how he makes love to you. You get to decide on your terms what he is allowed to touch at what point, right? So you're always in control, just in the feminine way, because you are leading with your feelings and you're leading with what feels good and what doesn't feel good, okay? Last but not the least, we have material boundaries. So material boundaries are also personal rules around what I lend, what I don't lend. Do I lend money to friends? Do I lend money to men? Do I want to share my bank account with my partner, etc., etc.? Do I lend my books? Do I lend my jewelry? You have a right, freaking right, to define what you lend and what you don't lend, what you allow to be borrowed and don't allow to be borrowed. I remember for the longest time when I was in university, I had these pretty earrings that my seniors wanted to borrow for their socials and their graduation night. And a part of me kept saying, you know what if it breaks and they're so expensive? But a part of me also felt like I would be being a bad person if I said no. And so I gave it, and guess what? They came back damaged. And then I realized that, you know what, it's also okay to say no if I don't want to lend my favorite jewelry or if I don't want to lend money to friends, and that is my boundary. Then I can just follow that without having to guilt trip myself into feeling like a bad and selfish person. And we're going to talk about it in just a moment. But those are the examples of the various levels at which you can have personal boundaries. And last but not the least, I want you to remember that boundaries go both ways. So if you are someone who is able to say no and can say no to others, then you have to be okay with others saying no to you. You have to be okay with others saying no to you. I see this all the time, you know, women messaging me privately, wanting my support. And when I say no, they get angry because somehow they feel entitled to my private time. They feel entitled to, somehow there is an entitlement energy there. And what it tells me is that this person is not strict around their own boundaries, and therefore they are not able to respect your boundaries. So understanding that when we women allow ourselves to have our own boundaries and we really respect ourselves for having boundaries, then we are going to value the boundaries of others and not get angry with them for having their boundaries, because we understand that it goes both ways, right? So only people who are not careful around their own boundaries or don't have respect for their own rules and boundaries are going to get angry with you when you set your boundaries. But it's also important to understand that this really goes both ways. We women can't just impose our boundaries and then not respect our men's boundaries, impose our boundaries and then not be able to handle a no from a man. If he says, I'm busy and I can't make it, then we get all entitled and angry and say, oh, but you know, I'm supposed to be a queen and I'm supposed to be treated well. No, that's not true. He also has a right to follow his life and to follow his boundaries and do what is right for him, just like we are teaching you to do what is right for you. Okay, so this is an important note, because a lot of the times our ego can kick in when a man is imposing his boundaries and we can make him bad for it, or we can get angry with him. But actually all our triggers will disappear if we just see it going both ways. If we understand that if we have boundaries and we want those boundaries to be respected, then we have to respect the boundaries of others. Okay. Now, why are boundaries important? And we're running way behind time today. So I have so much to share with you and give to you. Why are boundaries important, and why you should listen very closely to what I am teaching you today? Well, there is a myth out there that boundaries are bad and they keep people apart, okay? This is a myth that boundaries are bad and keep people apart. But the reality is that healthy boundaries actually are for keeping bad elements like cruelty, harassment, abuse, manipulation, resentment out of your life and relationships. In other words, having boundaries is so healthy because it keeps all the negative elements out of your life and keeps your life drama free and keeps your life manipulation free. So boundaries are there to keep healthy people together in a healthy way. In fact, I even have boundaries with my son. He knows what is allowed and what is not allowed. And of course, he tries to get his way, but boundaries exist even there. So boundaries are belonging to all healthy relationships. And this was a game changer for me to understand that my boundaries actually help keep my healthy relationships intact. In fact, when I give up on my boundaries and when I start compromising on my boundaries, that's when my relationships start to fall apart. My relationships are not healthy anymore. My child is becoming spoiled, or my husband doesn't respect me because I'm overgiving and I'm not respecting my boundaries. So actually, healthy boundaries are that big treasure you want to be happy about in your life. And remind yourself that having those boundaries is actually good for your man, for your boyfriend, for your child, and for all your other relationships. It's the periphery of health in romantic relationships and all other relationships, and so you want to be able to implement your boundaries, okay? Now, let's look at some of the outcomes that can result from when we do not have boundaries or are too afraid to implement our boundaries, okay? Now, it will help you to understand that if you are not implementing your boundaries, or if you are aware of your boundaries and still feel afraid to implement them, it is going to have a negative impact on your entire life and your sense of self-confidence and your sense of inner peace and joy, what you experience in a moment. Okay? And here's why. It is because if you don't feel good in a given interaction with anyone, if you don't feel good in a given interaction with anyone, then you cannot create good outcomes with them from that space of feeling bad. I'm going to repeat this, okay? If you're not feeling good in a given situation, you're not going to be able to create any good outcomes out of being in that situation and letting it drag and not saying anything. Okay, so it's like we are creating this energy of obligation and negativity, and we cannot create any good outcomes from that energy. If you have negative energy, feelings of anger, feelings of resentment, feelings of not being taken seriously, feelings of not being valued, then that energy is what you're going to attract more of. You cannot not honor yourself in a given situation and then attract healthy outcomes from that. Okay? Does it make sense? You cannot create healthy outcomes when you're not feeling good within yourself and you're not honoring yourself. So the list of bad outcomes from not having boundaries and not imposing our boundaries is long. And I'm just going to give you quick examples because I have a lot to share and I want to make sure we're moving forward. So you will find yourself, if you are not drawing boundaries, you will find yourself doing things that you don't want to do, basically. Yeah, you will find yourself overgiving to a man. You will find yourself reflecting behaviors that actually don't feel good to you, but that some part of you believes that if you tolerate and if you don't say a word and if you don't like get into a conflict about this and don't speak up, then maybe he will notice how wonderful you are and he will change. Well, the news is he will not change, and at some point you're going to get really angry, which is point number two. You're going to get really angry, you're going to get really resentful, and you're going to explode, which is again, not a good outcome to have or not a good outcome to create. And yet we do that. We somehow believe that by not speaking up or by not drawing our boundaries, we're doing the relationship a favor. But actually, we're doing the opposite. We're doing a disfavor to the relationship because at some point, the resentment is going to grow, and then explode. Okay? Now, point number three, so we spoke about you're going to do things that you don't want to do. Point number two was you're going to get really resentful and angry, and at some point you're going to explode and speak all the things you don't want to speak. So that's again a negative outcome. And third is that you will often find yourself feeling exhausted. So when you don't have boundaries, I know this for myself, like I have to be so strict around my boundaries, around who gets to have private time with me. I have like 123 unread messages in my inbox right now, and I can't tell you the amount of burden I feel on my heart because I feel like a bad person. I know that all these women want my help. I know that being able to talk to me would make such a huge difference to their lives, and yet I can't do it. I can't do it because I get tired, and I'm only one person and I'm a human being, and at some level I have to honor that, right? In fact, I totally have to honor that if I plan to survive and keep supporting and keep providing my services. So you can see that if we do not honor our boundaries, we're going to get so exhausted, we're going to get so tired, and we're going to keep giving to others without making sure that we are taken care of. So if we don't have boundaries in place, which is what happens with many women and service providers out there, they are just a personal mess. They are doing a lot for others, but they have no time for themselves. Because they have no boundaries, right? And every time they impose a boundary, they feel like a bad person. And I'm going to talk about this in just a moment, because guess what? I also feel like a bad person, right? And these are just feelings that we just have to deal with. These are feelings that we can't escape from, because every time I tried to escape feeling like a bad person, I just drove myself to the ground trying to be the good person for everyone. And it did not work because I got sick, I got tired, and I couldn't hold the ground anymore. Makes sense? So you will find yourself falling sick. You will find yourself feeling tired. You will find yourself feeling exhausted if you don't draw your boundaries. And last but not the least, you are going to be a person who's just going to be an emotional wreck with your nervous system constantly on overdrive, because I don't know about you, but in the world that I am in, with over 40,000 women accessing me through my newsletter services, through my Instagram, through my Facebook group, through my LinkedIn, if I started, not having boundaries or relaxing my boundaries, you wouldn't find me here. Yes, Kat, thank you for saying this. I'm human too. Yeah, but sometimes I forget, you know, I try to be superhuman. I'm just being very honest and I have all these feelings of, oh my God, you know, this woman is in so much pain and oh my God, if only I could help her and only if I could give her time, you know, her life would change. And I have all these superwoman feelings. It's just that I drive myself to the ground doing that. And at some point I just have to deal with feeling like a bad person and still honor myself. Okay, so I'm going to talk about this in just a moment. So you always want to remember that, you know, the metaphor that really stands out for me is the metaphor that we see, that we hear in flights when we're taking our own flight, when we're flying, and we're always told to put on our own oxygen masks before helping our children, before helping a partner or a co-passenger. And that is exactly the metaphor when it comes to boundaries. Even though it's a most selfish act that we leave a two-year-old toddler sitting next to us to struggle with his mask while we put on our own mask, and maybe it even feels longer and we have this urge to fix it first for him, the instructions clearly say put on your own mask before putting on the mask on others. Whether it's a helpless child, a 70-year-old frail woman, you first. And you can see this can feel at first so hard to acknowledge, and especially because we're good people, right? We have been taught and conditioned to think about others. We have been taught and conditioned to care for others. And that is a good thing. It's just that we want to first take care of our own mask. And if we don't do that, we are going to create a lot of unhappiness and a lot of feelings of dissatisfaction with our own lives, and that is not a place we want to be at. Okay, so how do you shift your energetic relationship with boundaries? Because I know for sure that if you've been part of my programs and if you've been doing this work, at some level you do understand that you need to have boundaries, and at some level you definitely understand that you need to implement them if you want good results in your dating and love life. However, what I have noticed is that most of us, yeah, have a negative energetic relationship with boundaries. What do I mean by negative energetic relationship with boundaries? Every time we have an opportunity to implement our boundaries, we don't feel excited, we don't feel proud, we don't feel confident, we feel down and we feel afraid. And we feel like, oh my God, if I said this, what are going to be the consequences of this? Okay? So every time there is an opportunity to actually express our boundaries, who here feels excited about it? Or who here feels confident about it? Let's face it, most of us, we get afraid, we get scared, our heartbeat rises, and we are, you know, just bum, 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 the heartbeat goes really fast, it gets raised, and we get really scared. And what this means is that we have a negative energetic relationship with boundaries. Okay? So how do we turn this relationship around? My intention for you today is that at the end of this training call, instead of having a negative energetic relationship with your boundaries, you have a positive energetic relationship with your boundaries. In other words, if you get a chance to impose your boundaries, if you get a chance to really speak your truth and honor your truth, you want to be excited about it. You want to be happy about it. You want to be like, yes, this is my opportunity to honor myself. Yes, this is my opportunity to do the uncomfortable thing and still make sure that I'm going on the right path. Okay? So notice, everyone who has a negative energetic relationship with boundaries, I want you to say yes in the comments. This helps me because I remember then who said what and helps me to help you better. So let me know in the comments if you have a negative energetic relationship with boundaries. So let's look at how we can shift this around and how we can flip this around, okay? So what we're looking at is going from the beating heart and scared and fear to, yay, I get to implement boundaries. Yes, yes, yes. I get to honor myself. Yes. That's the energetic relationship that we're looking to shift, okay, and looking to flip. So let's look at the number one reason why boundaries feel scary and implementing our boundaries feels scary. So the number one reason is a fear of loss, a sense of loss. Now this sense of loss comes up for almost everyone. It comes up for you when you are implementing a boundary and you're like, oh my God, am I going to lose him? Oh my God, is he going to judge me as a bad person and like stop dating me? Or is he going to judge me as a bad person and stop being in a relationship with me? So the first thing that comes up and why your relationship with boundaries is skewed or negative is because you have a fear of loss and a sense of loss coming up. Now, of course, this could be from past experiences where maybe you imposed a boundary and you were abandoned or you were ghosted on. So let's say you told a man that you don't like to have sex so quickly, and for you, you were doing, yay, boundary. But instead of respecting your boundary, he just told you that you were really stuck up and you were a 16th century woman, and then he ghosted on you and never came back. So what happens in these cases is that our subconscious mind just concludes that when I implement a boundary or when I impose a boundary, then I suffer loss. Okay? When I implement a boundary or when I impose a boundary, I suffer loss. People abandon me. I get abandoned when I implement a boundary. Okay? Or, you know, maybe if you're in a relationship and you told your husband or partner, you know, I don't like to be with someone who drinks so much, so I would really appreciate it if you could work around your drinking habit. And then all he has to say back is, you're really stuck up and you're so high maintenance and, you know, this is ridiculous, and he hates how you try to control him and nag him. Again, what is the subconscious connection your brain has made? When I stand up for myself and when I speak up, I suffer loss, I suffer neglect, I suffer anger. People get angry with me, okay? So your subconscious is holding on to all those evidences from the past where you said something or you honored yourself or you honored your boundaries and you were abandoned or you were neglected or you were made like the wrong person or you were made to feel bad. Now this can of course also come from childhood behaviors. This can come up from if you told your father when you were small, I don't want to play with this boy, I don't like the way he touches me, and all he got back to you was, oh God, stop being such a drama, oh God, stop being such a stuck up woman, go play with him and don't do all this drama. Then your child has learned that every time you implement a boundary, you get shut down and that you are a bad person. And so your subconscious associates boundary imposition with loss or a sense of fear of loss. And to flip it, what you have to do is remind yourself that the only people I lose when I implement boundaries are the people who are not meant for me. These are not the right people for me. So you wanna reprogram your subconscious mind and remind yourself that yes, there will be loss sometimes when you implement a boundary, and that loss is okay because you actually are losing the right people. The only people who complain about your boundaries are the ones who lose something by you implementing them. That doesn't mean you stop implementing them. It simply means that you continue to honor yourself and remind yourself that if you are losing people because you are implementing boundaries, then they're probably not the right people for you. And another really powerful flip that worked for me and helped me so much was that I am more afraid of losing myself by not implementing my boundaries and by not honoring my truth than I'm afraid of losing the person in front of me. So I must honor my boundary and I must honor my truth, even if it comes at the cost of losing the person in front of me or losing the man I'm dating or losing the partner I have chosen for myself, simply because I am not willing to pay the price of losing myself in this process, in my life's journey. Not losing myself is more important than not losing the person in front of me. Okay, you can see how this is closely related to honoring yourself. Is this making sense? Please say yes in the comments below if it's making sense. So that was the first one, the fear of loss that we associate. And the way to flip it is to not connect with the loss and to understand that if there is a loss, then it is actually for your good, because the bigger loss is losing yourself versus losing the person in front of you. The second one is the fear of anger and displeasing the people in front of us and not being liked. Oh God, tell me about it. The fear of not being liked. It's a big fear, and I can tell you ladies, with all vulnerability, the more visibility I have, the more people I interact with, this fear can be so powerful, especially in my business where everyone expects you to drive yourself to the ground and help people. Yeah. And so when someone writes me and I say, you know, my private clients pay a lot of money to work with me and get my feedback and get my insight on what is stopping them, then there are times when people get really angry and I get all kinds of hate messages that I'm selfish and I'm a bad person and I only care about money and I don't care about the person in front of me. And that is so painful. It is so painful because it's just a really hard choice to make. With 40,000 people before whom you are visible, of course you want to help. You want to help everyone if possible. And yet you are just one person, one human being. And you are a mother and you are a wife. Yeah. And you want to, you know, you talk about balance and you talk about boundaries. And yet there are people out there who don't want you to be balanced, who don't want you to have boundaries, because that's what suits them. It suits them to get your advice and if possible for free, right? So I can be the first person to raise my hand that the fear of being disliked or not being liked is a very valid fear, and it's a very human fear that we have because we want to be liked, we want to be belonging, and we want to be appreciated for all that we do. And yet this fear can keep us stuck and keep us small. Because if you're going to be afraid of what everyone thinks about you, or if you're going to be afraid of what every man perceives you to be, then you're never going to be able to be yourself. You're never going to be able to honor yourself. So this fear of being disliked, or this fear of not being liked by everyone, is a fear that a lot of people go through, and they never draw boundaries. So you can imagine, if I wanted to be liked by every Wunder Diva, 10,000 people, I wouldn't be alive. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be able to talk to you and pay attention to my private paying clients, because everybody who expected free advice would be someone I would want to please. So we have to give up the fear of being disliked by everyone. And we have to give up the fear of not being everyone's cup of tea. So see if at some level, when it comes to implementing your boundaries, you also capture yourself in this obligation to be liked by everyone. And I just want to tell you, it's a very natural need. It's a very human need to want to belong, to want to be appreciated. And yet you cannot please everyone. So this fear of not being liked by someone has to be released in order for us to step into our power and honor our boundaries. Is it making sense? This fear of not being liked. Yeah, I have to conquer this every single day. If I showed you my inbox, and my assistant sees my inbox, I have to conquer this fear every single day, because there are just some things that I humanly can't do and provide as a single person. And so I have to respect my boundaries, and that does make some people angry. And I wish it was not so, but it doesn't help because I can't control other people's feelings and perceptions. I can only control how I show up in the world. And I do believe that my paid clients need, deserve to be getting my full attention versus someone who is not paid for my services, because I'm just one person. Now, maybe 5 years down the line, if I have 100 coaches working for me, and then we try to provide these services to everyone, that's fine. You know, we still try to do whatever good we can in the world, but there is still always someone unhappy. And if that someone starts to define our choices and starts to define whether or not we implement boundaries, we are going to drive ourselves to the ground. We are not going to be honoring ourselves. We're going to get exhausted, tired, and we are going to never be able to reach that perfect destination where everyone likes us and everyone is pleased with us. It just doesn't exist. It's utopia. It doesn't exist. That situation where everyone is happy with you and every man thinks the world of you because you implement your boundaries, it simply doesn't exist. So what this means is that you have to stop playing the nice girl and you have to stop caring about pleasing everyone. And more than anything, you have to start caring about pleasing yourself. You have to make sure that you are happy with yourself. You have to make sure that you are in integrity. You have to make sure that you are making the right choices for you, because that is the only thing you can control. You can't control a man's perception of you. You can't control what he's gonna think about you when you say your boundary. That is something that will unfold, and you just have to take the risk and still be honest to yourself and still show up and do what is right for you, okay? And don't forget that when you impose your boundaries, most of my clients, the healthy ones, they actually appreciate me imposing their boundaries. Again, I'm talking about paid clients, like high level 25K, 30K clients. They are so happy when I implement a boundary because they tell me, Sammy, it gives me inspiration. If you can say this with so much ease and draw a boundary, then it also gives me inspiration that I can do it. So it's so important that we walk our talk, and it's so important that, you know, we, no matter how uncomfortable the situation feels, no matter how much we feel like a bad person, that we are honoring ourselves in the process and not losing ourselves in the process out of the fear of not being liked. Okay, so this is the flip to this is, how do we flip this fear of not being liked by everyone? You have to be willing to pay the price that it takes to honor yourself, and you have to be willing to pay the price and the discomfort it takes to speak your truth. So the affirmation here is, I am willing to speak my truth and to pay the price for it. I am willing to speak my truth and to pay the price for it, because it's going to remind you that there will be loss. It's going to remind you that there will be people you will lose. It's going to remind you that you will not be able to please everyone no matter how hard you try. So using this flip is a reminder to you to still honor yourself in spite of the price you might have to pay to honor yourself. Does it make sense and does it help? Please let me know. It might be that you have to revisit the workshop to really let the deep messages sink in, but this is powerful. You have to be willing to pay the price for honoring yourself. You can't have it all your way. You can't have it both ways. You can't just draw your boundaries and then be liked and loved by everyone. That's never going to happen. There will always be someone unhappy, always someone displeased with the fact that you're drawing your boundaries. But in order to overcome this fear, you have to accept the price that you have to pay, and you must pay for honoring yourself, because that is the biggest thing you can do for yourself, spiritually, honoring yourself, okay? Let me know if this helped. Let me know if this sunk in. Number three is, in order to shift our energetic relationship with our boundaries, we need to understand that they enhance attraction towards the right men. So in other words, you need to remember that every time you are scared of drawing boundaries with a man, it actually enhances attraction if he's the right man for you. In other words, a man is not going to leave you, or a man is not going to not chase you if you draw a boundary. In fact, if it's a healthy man and there is really something there, he's going to come after you with double intensity, because men value that which they have to work for, and men value women who value themselves and honor themselves. So every time you are afraid of imposing a boundary, or you feel afraid of losing the man, remember, you can only lose the wrong man. You can't lose the right man, because the right man is actually gonna get turned on by you drawing boundaries. He's actually gonna feel actually very, very happy about you drawing boundaries. So remind yourself that if you are having a heavy energetic relationship with boundaries and you feel afraid to implement it with men, then you wanna remind yourself, imposing my boundaries enhances attraction, and what enhances attraction can never be a bad thing for my relationship and me. So once again, positive flip, positive switch, enhancing attraction. Boundaries enhance attraction. So we don't want to be afraid of imposing them. And last but not the least, the heavy energetic relationship we have with boundaries is often caused by the fact that we are empaths. What are empaths? Just deeply feeling people. And the more you do this work on feminine energy with me, the more you connect with your feelings, the more deeply you connect with other people's feelings. Okay, so this can make imposing boundaries hard for us because we're not just connected with what we feel, but we're also connected with what he feels. And so this mixes up our vibration and sends our system in complete nervous overdrive because we're not just feeling the intensity of what we are feeling, we are also feeling the intensity of what he is feeling and what he wants. So let's say you wanna draw a boundary around not living in together unless you're engaged. So it would be great if you were just connected with your feelings and your desires, but you're not. As an empath and as a deeply feeling person, you're also connected with his desires. And his desire is to push forward to live together without the engagement because that's in his self-interest. Okay, so you're very vibrationally confused because you're not just connected with that which you desire and which is good for you, but you're also connecting with the feelings and the vibrations and the desires and the needs of the person in front of you. Okay, is it making sense, ladies? By the way, I really want to hear from you in the comments below because this is all really powerful stuff. And of course, its power can only be felt and experienced when you implement it. So I want to make sure when you get out of this workshop today, some things have stuck in and you have understood that vibrationally you will be confused and you will be in a very weak spot if as an empath, you're not just connecting with your needs, but you're also connecting with the needs and desires of the other person. Okay, so when this happens, when we are connecting with the needs, desires of the other person, what do? We overanalyze ourselves. So we say things like, oh my God, I'm so high maintenance. Why do we say that about ourselves? Because we are connecting with the man's psychology and vibration and thoughts in the moment, not with our own, but with his mentality in the moment. We are too high maintenance, or we are too drama queen. We're a drama queen. Again, this is judgment that we are reflecting on ourselves, you know, because we are in touch with the man's thoughts and feelings in that moment. Or we feel full of guilt. Guilt is another beautiful word. You know, I'm wronging this person. I am being so selfish and I'm so wrong here because I can feel what the other person needs from me and I'm not giving it. Well, again, welcome to Wonderworld Sammy. I feel this way all the time. I'm in a help industry and somehow everyone just expects me to help everyone irrespective of what's going on with me. So I also very often have to deal with feelings of guilt and I have to deal with feelings of feeling like a bad person simply because even though I have the intentions of helping everyone, I just can't humanly do it. And I can't tell you what a big battle this is as you gain more visibility and more people's expectations come on you and everyone wants a piece of you and everyone feels entitled to a piece of you and everyone feels like you should be doing it anyway because you are in the help industry. So feelings of guilt, and as an empath, as someone who asks you to feel and doesn't want to stop feeling herself, I just don't always feel my feelings. I don't feel I'm tired. I don't feel like I'm exhausted. I just feel like, oh my God, what can I do more to make help more affordable for this person? What can I do more so that she would take action? What can I do more so that, you know, I could help her? 40,000 people plus and increasing. Can you imagine what kind of a burden that is to carry on my heart? And yet I have to be very honest. I have those moments. I have those moments of pure guilt and feeling like a bad person. Okay? So how do we flip this? And this was when I wanted to do my beautiful meditation. But let's see. We can give 5 more minutes and try to get this done. So how do we flip this? How do we flip? Because we can't stop being empaths. We don't want to stop being empaths. We don't want to stop feeling deeply. So what do we do? to flip this around? Well, what we do to flip this around is that we understand that it is our spiritual duty to be more, to be vibrationally more deeply connected with ourselves than we are connected with someone else. Okay? Because if we are more connected with others, then we are disassociated and disconnected with ourselves and disconnected with our truth and disconnected with that which we want. And when we do that, we are not doing anyone a favor, if you understand this by now. We are not doing anyone a favor, because if we are unhappy, if we are exhausted, if we are tired, then we can't bring this world the gifts that we have. We just can't humanly do it. So we want to be very deeply connected with, we want to be very, very deeply connected with our body and our vibration first before we connect with anyone else's body or vibration and what their thoughts are and what their needs are and what their requirements out of us are, okay? So what I'm going to do now is just do a quick meditation for 5 minutes to help you understand how to connect with your body and what is it that your boundary is and how to connect with that need within you vibrationally instead of entering into someone else's vibration, someone else's needs and desires out of you, okay? So I want you all, everyone who's present or even watching the replay, to just follow my voice now. If you are traveling or driving and listening or watching this, then this is not the right time to do the meditation. This is only the meditation you can only do when you are sitting down quietly in a peaceful place and peaceful environment. So what I want you to do now is to close your eyes. And to take a deep breath in. I want you to feel both your feet firmly on the ground. And I want you to pull in another deep breath through your nose and out of your mouth. Exhale hard. Your body starts to relax. As you continue to breathe deeply, and now I want you to imagine that you're walking through a lush green forest with tall trees, green bushes all around, and the sunlight breaking through the trees right at you. And now I want you to sit down and take rest under a tree. And now think of a problem or a challenge that you're facing, either with the man you're dating or with your partner. Think of this challenge. And as you think of this challenge, I want you to notice how it makes you feel. I want you to notice in which part of your body you don't feel good. Where is the feeling? And then I want you to place a hand on that part of the body that doesn't feel good being in this situation or challenge. See if you can give a word for this feeling. Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling disappointed? Are you feeling pushed? Are you feeling not special? Are you feeling tired or exhausted? Are you feeling undervalued? See if you can find a word to define the feeling that you're feeling in the part of the body that you're feeling it in. Allow yourself to feel what you're feeling now. As I do this with you, don't intellectualize your feelings. Don't suppress your feelings. Don't deny your feelings. Allow them to flow and to inform you of that which isn't feeling good or right or true to yourself. And as you're deeply connected with your body and that which doesn't feel good in the situation right now, I want you to ask yourself, what is the one thing I need to do or say right now that would feel good to me in this situation? What is the one thing I need to do in this situation that would honor me and feel good? I want you to sit with this answer. I want you to embrace this answer. I don't want you to fight this answer. I want you to take a deep breath now and breathe love and acceptance into this answer. This is how you stay in your own vibration. This is how you connect with your truth. And if your truth is that something doesn't feel good or right, then instead of fighting that, we must accept it and embrace it and honor it. And the way to do that is to commit to always speaking our truth and honoring ourselves, no matter how uncomfortable or scary it feels. So in this moment, I want you to connect with your truth and commit to honoring that truth, no matter how scary, uncomfortable, guilty, or like a bad person, a selfish person, it makes you feel. At this moment, you are ready to pay the price and to suffer the discomfort that comes with honoring yourself first and foremost. I want you to feel both your feet firmly on the ground again, with Mother Earth Gaia's energy of fire running up right from the core of the earth through your feet, up into your legs, your pelvic, your stomach, your chest, your arms, your head, and filling you up with this fiery, confident, golden energy that gives you strength and courage to honor yourself in all situations, no matter the price. Take a deep breath again, in through your nose, out through your mouth, and slowly come back to the present moment as you become aware of your physical surroundings and more deeply aware of my voice and this workshop that we are in right now. You can slowly open your eyes and come back to the room you're in. Let me know how that felt in the comments below. And that's how you stay in touch with your vibration, ladies, and not connected with anybody else's truth but yours. In the beginning, this might take a bit of a practice because you're just not used to feeling your truth and you're just not used to connecting with yourself in this deep and spiritual way. But over time, it's going to get easier, I promise you. And then you will not be able to do anything else but to speak your truth and honor yourself in every possible situation. I now invite you to do a little homework for me where I will ask you to look back at the last 6 months and see every single time whether in your relationship or in your dating scenarios you have not honored yourself or you have not honored your truth. Make a list of those scenarios. See what your truth in those moments has been and see what different choices you would make if you had decided to honor yourself. Because that is how we learn lessons from the past and that is how we make sure that we do not learn lessons from the past and keep repeating our former patterns and mistakes. So that's my little homework for you. I hope you enjoyed this and you learned something from this. Remember, this is the seventh month for a lot of you who are in the inner circle. So it's also time to start considering or reconsidering if you would like to join us for the next round of support. I'm gonna make sure you have lots of bonuses and special privileges as my returning clients. And of course, I'd love to see most of you continue this journey and be with us for the next 6 months. So start feeling into that and start feeling into where you want to go in your journey in the next six months that are about to come. For your homework, I would like you to listen to Leap into Love Module 5 on Feminine Energy, which talks about boundaries and how they're so central to being in our feminine. And also listen to Date Like a Diva Training Call Number 2 on boundaries. And until next time, lots of love. I think the world of you and think you're all on an amazing path and think you're all wonderful. Bye. Bye for now.